have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yes, Lord. We need you. Hallelujah.
They hate and they point, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
Hallelujah.
They hate and they point, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
The pew, searching for my purpose, okay. The preacher on fire got me focused in the service. He said, bless is the man, I'm pressing through the fire. It seems I'm falling back, but I know I'm going higher. Favor don't look like favor, look like a dead end. You preaching today, sir, please say it again. Faith is what we hope for, speaking to existence. At times I feel lost, it's like I'm out of position. Then my mind start racing, thinking about David and how he had one stone and dropped him to the pavement. Now I hear the word, how Joseph was abandoned. And even though he fell, his faith was still standing. I'ma toughen up and walk the miles that he chose. He done throw me in the den, but your mouth will be closed. The word on fire, the anointing, I can hear it. I'm sitting in this rolling, I can feel his Holy Spirit.
They hate and they point and they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growing, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
The devil won't get me, cause the Lord already saved me. I'm clutching on his grace, embracing all that he gave me. At times I get weary, the storm means I'm tested. I ask to be purged just in case I got infected. Before I came in, I was listening to church. He said we got the victory, I'm healed from the hurt. I started feeling good, but wouldn't it last throughout the week? Pastor, I'm being real, it's the truth that I speak. I'm called to be chosen, I'm called to be great. But I'm wrapped up in his flesh and my faith begins to break. Then I remember about James 1:12 and how we serve the one and his name never fails. I hear the altar call, yeah, he pulling on my soul. I'm feeling recharged, I was back on my post. Was weak for a minute, but greater is he. Now I'm walking in my purpose and his favor on me.
They hate and they point, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growing, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growing, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growing, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
Somebody say it's about to be litty. It's about to be litty. Litty. This discussion is about to be on fire. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
That song that you just got through hearing, it's my single, Keep On all digital outlets. Glory be to God. Not only am I a pastor, but the Lord has blessed me to be a Christian hip-hop artist as well. Hallelujah. So if you haven't already done so, go check me out on all the digital outlets. Glory be to God. As you all know, before we start, hallelujah. First thing, you would like to say something? I got to let my queen speak.
I want to talk about the Keep On song, and I was just telling the live, too, that song, I love that song, and I play it all the time because it's so relevant. Because we got to, as we all know, that the enemy tries to come and attack us. Always.
Yeah.
Tries to come and attack us. And we got to let him know you can keep hating, you can keep pointing, you can keep talking, but I'm not going to get off my post. I'm not going to fall back. I'm not going to get out of the will of God. So you can just keep doing what you're going to do, devil, because I see you and I'm going to rebuke you, okay? You got to let that devil know I'm walking in authority and I'm going to keep on. I love
my
that.
Lord.
That's one of my favorite songs, and I tell him that all the time.
Is that your favorite song, baby?
It is.
Oh, you got me busted. You got me busted. But as you guys already know, we like to encourage you before we get to the meat. Hallelujah. We like to give you an appetizer first. Amen. So before we go on, I would like to discuss a little bit. Just yesterday, my brothers and I, we discussed, tossing the old aside. Amen. And the Lord just want me to encourage somebody on today that might be feeling a little hindered. It's because that you have not tossed something of the old aside. And I'm going to go to Scripture, Mark 10, in verses 46 through 50. It says that before, hallelujah, somebody say before. Before blind man Bartimaeus received his healing, he had to toss something aside. It said that he tossed his coat aside, and then he jumped up. Now, the Lord began to talk to me and tell me that the coat represented something of the old, that blind man Bartimaeus had to toss aside before he received something.
Yeah.
Before he sprung forward, he had to toss something of the old aside because that old was hindering him. Hallelujah. So I come to encourage somebody right now that if you decide to toss your old aside, you will quickly approach your manifestation. You will quickly approach the thing that God has stored up for you, but you must toss that old aside. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Guys, that is so amazing. So, you guys, thank you for tuning in to podcast episode 37, I believe it is, Pastor. And we love each and every one of you all out there. But I want to go before you all in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for today, God. We thank you for the topic that you have us discussing, oh, God. We ask you to cover and protect us, God, as we do your will, Father. Lord, we ask you to remove any distractions, oh, God. We ask you to decrease us as you increase in us, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to allow us to flow under the anointing, oh, God. Lord, Jesus, we ask you to just keep us protected at all times, Father. Use our mouthpiece for your glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen,
amen.
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 So you guys, you want to go?
Go ahead. You
okay. So you guys, our topic tonight is we were discussing, and we also heard a pastor talk about women shouldn't preach in the church.
Come on,
so
y'all.
We wanted to discuss this topic, and we thought it was so relevant because, you know, I'm an ordained minister, and God has called me to be a co-pastor.
Let's talk about it.
I really don't like to say co-pastor, but I guess that's what it is.
You're a pastor.
I like to say first lady.
You're a first lady. You're a pastor as well. Hallelujah.
You
We're
know,
equal.
God,
come on.
God has called us to this position, and I know I've ministered a lot as well, and you know, when we heard this, me and Marlo was talking about it, and we heard it a while ago, but God, you know, dropped it on him to discuss it today because you have so many people that tradition, let's just say that, they have the tradition way of thinking, and it's like, you want to go ahead before I get into
it? Yeah, let me go ahead and say, how many of us have heard, you know, people say in the church, right, that women shouldn't preach? Amen. How many of us have heard that women shouldn't preach? It's a lot of pastors that says this. It's a lot of traditional pastors that says this, that a woman should not preach. Hallelujah. Now, I know if you go to 1 Timothy, it says that, Timothy says that, I will not let a woman teach a man. Now, many people will go to that scripture, hallelujah, and say that what it says in scripture, no, what it says in scripture, that Timothy, Pastor Timothy said that he would not put a woman over a man inside a church, and that it's right. Hallelujah, because there is order, but not once, come on somebody, but not once does it say that a woman should not preach. Y'all better talk to me. Hallelujah. See, I like to get deep in the scriptures. Glory be to God. See, tradition got the man telling, because you got to understand, when it goes back, we're going to get to the meat of it in a minute. We're going to get into the meat of it in a minute. Amen. Glory be to God. But you know that back in their culture, back in the ACBC area, back in their culture, the traditional was not to allow the woman to say anything. This is a traditional thing. Hallelujah. This was nothing that was ordained by God. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. This was nothing that was ordained by God. This was tradition. Amen. I'm finna go in too. See, I'm ready to go in. Hallelujah. This was nothing ordained by God. Amen. Y'all gotta understand. See, a woman, look, watch this, y'all. Watch this. Hallelujah. Now, I'm gonna have some pastors that's like, man, Pastor, why you say that? Because it's real. Because it's true. I don't preach no watered down doctrine. Hallelujah. Eve was made from Adam's rib. Now I'm going to ask you something. Hallelujah. Where is the rib?
On the side.
Where is the, come on somebody, oh. Where is the rib? Come on somebody. It didn't say that Adam was, that Eve was made from Adam's back. The Lord didn't say that you're supposed to stomp on your wife or do this. Y'all are equal. Yes, the man is the head. He's the leader. But that doesn't mean that the man is better than the woman. Y'all better talk to me. Hallelujah. So, again, I'm going to ask you, how many of us have heard this, that a woman shouldn't preach? Y'all better talk to me. Hallelujah. See, a lot of this tradition have caused women to close their mouths. A lot of anointed women have closed their mouths because they are believing this mess that the traditional church is teaching. Huh? They are believing it. The traditional church has got everybody confused. You got some anointed women, but because they are scared to preach because of what man is saying, they are not opening up their mouths. They are refusing to walk in their calling because of man. Oh, come on. Sister Pastor, I know not me, Gloria. I know it's not you. You preach that thing. So I want my listeners to understand that if you are a sister, glory be to God, you have all the right to go forth in your calling. This is a man pastor. Glory be to God. But I also teach the truth, what God is speaking to me right now. Hallelujah. And we're going to get into scripture. I don't do nothing without the scripture backing me up. Come on, somebody. I don't just speak off opinions or what I want to say. No, the Holy Spirit is talking. Glory be to God. See, you, if you are a woman, you have the right to preach.
Yes.
Right? I saw that pastor talking, saying that, and I told my wife, I said, you believe this mess? He said, and then he had the nerve to say, if it's in the Bible where a woman preached, then I won't preach no more. Well, I just want to tell that pastor, if he's talking, you might as well resign. Hallelujah. Because it's in the Bible, glory be to God, and I got scripture, hallelujah, of a woman preaching, my Lord, on a woman giving the good news. Uh-huh. And guess who told her to do it? Jesus.
Come on.
Oh, my Lord, on today. Jesus, the Lord, our Savior, told this woman to go preach.
Uh-huh.
So again, I tell you, it's in the Bible that a woman has the right to preach.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Y'all better talk to me. First Timothy says that, Timothy said, I will not let a woman have authority over man in my church. And he is right. But again, it doesn't say, and I believe it's, what is the, First Timothy? First Timothy chapter 2, verses 11. Okay, First Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, it tells you that a woman, right, he doesn't give the woman authority over man, but it never once says that a woman should not preach. Y'all better talk to me. Can I go in first? Or you want to say something right quick? Glory be to God. I want to take you to scripture so it can bag me up so y'all won't think I'm just up here talking. Glory be to God. No, I studied to show myself approved. Come on, somebody. In John chapter 20. Verse 17, glory be to God. I want to give y'all some time to get there. Hallelujah. My listeners, if you're tuning in and you can't get there right now, go ahead and jot it down, and you can go to it later in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. But it says, hallelujah, glory be to God. It says that in John 20, verse 17 and B, hallelujah, glory be to God. It says, hallelujah, where am I at? Glory be to God. It says that where Jesus told Mary to go and tell his brothers about what he's doing, about him going to the Father, about him going to the Lord God, about him ascending. He told Mary to go tell them that. Y'all better talk to them. Glory be to God. He told Mary to go tell them that in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to understand, Mary Magdalene was told by Jesus to go, hallelujah, and preach the word. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Hallelujah. Now, a woman not supposed to preach. Why would Jesus tell Mary to go preach? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I got the wrong scripture right here. Glory be to God. Did I get the wrong scripture? Hallelujah. But I want you to understand. Hallelujah. Can you get that about Mary Magdalene? Because I want them to get the right scriptures. I read so much. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand that it says that Jesus told Mary Magdalene, glory be to God, and my wife's going to get the correct scriptures because I want the correct scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I think I wrote down the wrong scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I was reading the King James Version, and it said, but go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. So he told Mary, he instructed Mary to go and preach this good news, to preach the gospel, to let them know what was going on. Hallelujah. Where my witness is at? Hallelujah. I got some people that follow me right now. Do I got some people that's reading along with me right now? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if women are supposed to preach, why would Jesus go and tell Mary to go and tell his brothers what was going on? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Am I right about it, Sister Pastor? He told Mary to Magdalene, a woman. Somebody say a woman to go preach. Oh, come on, where are my witnesses at? Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. The Lord also says that he has no respect of a person. He has no favorites. Hallelujah. So why would he tell only man to preach the word? Hallelujah. Why only man to preach the word? If the Lord says, I have no favorites, I have no respect of a person, if he only want men to preach the word, that would be contradicting his own word. And we all know the word does not contradict itself. Oh, my Lord, on today. Hallelujah. Can I teach a little bit, church? Hallelujah. It says the Lord has the respect of a person. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Watch this. Now I'm just trying to bring some insight, right? Some highlight to this. Women can preach. Why I don't understand why these preachers or these men pastors want to say that women cannot preach in the mighty name of Jesus. So I was right. I was right. I was right. Uh huh. Hallelujah. And it was 17 when it said Jesus said, right? Uh huh. Jesus said. Look at that. Jesus said, glory be to God. But watch this. How many of us are familiar with Priscilla and Aquila? Look at this. Look at this. Hallelujah. Now I want to encourage a woman, hallelujah, who wants to preach, who wants to proclaim the gospel, but they are afraid because of what man has told them. You are capable, and the Lord has already qualified you to go ahead and preach the good news if that's your calling. You can't preach if you're a woman. Glory be to God. I'm getting tired of these traditional churches, hallelujah, telling a woman that they can't preach. If the Lord has called you to preach, you better do what God tells you to do and not man. So who knows about Priscilla and Aquila? Hallelujah. Let me give you some insight on this, right? Priscilla and Aquila was a couple, a husband and a wife. Hallelujah. Now listen here. Back in that day, glory be to God, it was said by tradition that woman wasn't supposed to say anything. But how many of us know that Priscilla helped Apostle Paul build the Corinth church? Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Priscilla, which was Aquila's wife, helped Apostle Paul build the Corinth church. Come on, somebody. Priscilla was also a preacher. Priscilla was a minister of the gospel. Listen, if we go to Acts 18:26, oh, I got some ammunition. I do. Come on, somebody. Where are my scholars at? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. If we go to Acts 18:26, it reads, when Priscilla and Aquila heard him preaching boldly in the synagogue, listen here. This is the awesome part. They took him aside and explained the way of God even more accurately. Hallelujah. It said that when Priscilla, and notice how Priscilla's name is first. Hallelujah. Notice how, oh my Lord, how Apostle Paul will always acknowledge Priscilla first, meaning Priscilla probably had more of her hands in it than her husband did, meaning that Priscilla was the one that was helping Apostle Paul more to build the, oh my Lord, on today, to build the Corinth church. But it said that they took, and they talking about Apollos. They talking about Apollos because Apollos was preaching. Uh-huh. Apollos was preaching. But it says that Priscilla and Aquila took them aside and they what? Explained the gospel even more accurately, per se. So that tells me that Priscilla was teaching Apollos, hallelujah, more accurately about the word of God.
Yeah. Come on.
So again, where is it that it says women can't preach? Where is it that it says that women can't preach? Come on, somebody. Listen, I'm going to give it to you, first lady. I'm going to give it. I know you want to dive in because you are a woman preacher. Come on, somebody. So I know you want to dive in, so let me go ahead and end it with this. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you listeners right now. I need y'all to get closer to the speakers. Hallelujah. Get closer to the radio. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask you, if women can't preach the word, who carried the word? Listen. Watch this, y'all. Listen. Watch this. Hallelujah. Who did the Father pick to carry the word? Oh, come on here, y'all. The Father picked Mary to carry the word. Oh, my Lord, on today. Now, watch this. If our Father didn't want no woman to preach the word, why would he entrust the woman with the word?
Come on.
Now, we talking about Almighty. Uh-huh. We talking about the Creator. Uh-huh. We talking about the Lord who could have just put baby Jesus somewhere in the manor. Hallelujah. That baby Jesus didn't have to be carried by Mary for 9 months. He could have just appeared out of nowhere and then been adopted. Oh, my Lord, on today. And then been adopted by Mary and Joseph. Mary didn't have to carry the word, but the Lord entrusted Mary with the word. So that's saying that he gave woman the power not only to carry the word, but to go ahead and deliver the word. Oh, my Lord, on today. To deliver the word unto the nation. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Look here. Why would the Lord pick Mary to not only carry the word, but to deliver? Come on, y'all. Mary delivered the word. Y'all don't want to talk to me. She delivered the word. Come on, somebody. This was a woman who carried the word and was able to deliver the word. Hallelujah. That word delivers to stand out to you. She delivered the word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If the Lord told woman not to preach, why would the Lord entrust woman to carry and deliver the word? Oh, my Lord, on today. So I just want to. We just want to come to you today and then just talk about this nonsense that's going around that women shouldn't preach. Hallelujah. Look here. I'm a pastor, and my woman, my wife, hallelujah, is anointed too. So if my wife comes to me and say, the Lord told me to give a word, I'm going to say, go ahead and go forth then. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell her, you got to sit down because you're a woman. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. The Lord don't know, not once in this Bible do the Lord tell a woman to shut up. Hallelujah. While I'm reading this word, he uses women. Y'all better talk to me. Hallelujah. He picked these women to deliver the gospel. Hallelujah. To proclaim the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man is not more important than a woman. Hallelujah. Y'all better talk to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said the man is over the one. It's a leader, but he didn't say that the man is more qualified than a woman. It doesn't say that. Oh, my Lord, on today. Tell me where it says that. Now, I'm not no pastor that's going to sugarcoat. Tell me where it says that. And again, I'm going to leave you with this, and I'm going to let my queen speak. Hallelujah. Eve was formed from Adam's rib, and the rib is on the side.
Amen. Listen, you guys, and that's another thing that me and Pastor was talking about also, because God ordained, God anointed, God, he let his children, pastors, he puts pastors in position, then he let pastors know, okay, who is it need to come forth, and who is it need to go forth and minister. And God, one thing about us, if God tell us to ordain a woman, if God tell us to bring a woman forth, let a woman speak, that's what's going to go forth. Come on now in the name of Jesus, because what we got to understand is when Jesus died and left the advocate, he didn't just leave the advocate for man.
Come on here.
He left it for man and woman. Come on now. For all humankind.
Yeah.
He did not just leave it for man.
Come on.
So God said, I did this for my children, not just for man. Come on now in the name of Jesus. And I was telling Pastor, I said, if the people in the church don't allow the women to speak, don't you think the enemy will get word of that, and then he will come and attack the wife? And think about it, especially a pastor's wife or a minister's wife, because if they allow their wife to sit down and not say anything, here comes the enemy can come to attack. And they, there you go, that can knock down everything. Because look at what happened to Eve. The enemy came and deceived Eve, and therefore she was able to deceive Adam. But we got to have that anointing. We got to have that power. We got to let the devil know, you want to bag back up off of me, because I'm going to destroy the yoke. Come on now in the name of Jesus, because greater is he that is in me than the one that is in the world. But if I sit back and be quiet, the enemy can be attacking me, and then all of a sudden I'm distracting my husband from going forth because the enemy is attacking me, and I can't say nothing because in the church it said that the woman can't say anything. So I'm going to just sit back and allow the enemy and attack me.
That's good.
I'm taking it out on my husband when we get home, and now he's being distracted. Now the church is
perfect
because we're not lining up. Come on now, in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
God said, I left the advocate for all humankind. I left the advocate children.
Come on,
God
for my
ain't
children.
Just created man. He created woman.
He created
too.
Woman too. Come on here, first lady.
He said, I'm an advocate for all
come
of
on
my
here.
Children. Whoever say yes to me.
Whoever
wants to receive.
Whoever.
Come on now in the name of Jesus.
Whoever.
I didn't ordain myself. God put me in this.
Come
position.
On here.
All I wanted to do was go to church and get saved and sit in the back. But God said, I'm going to bring you to the forefront and you're going to be ministered.
Yep. Yep.
So if God pulled me to the forefront, what makes you think he didn't pull other women to the forefront?
Yeah.
So I'm telling y'all, put the religion and get a
relationship.
A relationship with God, you will know that the Holy Spirit will connect with any soul that say yes.
Yeah.
You will know that the advocate will connect to anybody that is willing and allow God to use. And it doesn't matter. God said, I will call. That's why it's called prophet and prophetess.
Mm.
A prophetess is a woman. A prophetess is a prophet, and a prophet hears from the Lord. Come on now in the name of Jesus. They are God's mouthpiece. So women have to shut up. How could we even prophesy if we're supposed to shut up? If we supposed to sit back, how is a prophetess supposed to prophesy? How is the prophetess supposed to hear from God and give the word? Thus said the Lord. Sometimes God don't always give it to man. Just like with me and my husband. Sometimes God don't give him the word. He gives it to me to give to somebody else.
Yep.
So who are we to say God don't use women? Come on now. We got to get out of the religion and get in a relationship. Because when you get in a relationship, you will know.
Come on,
you know that the Holy Ghost will be can enter into any soul.
Yeah.
And God can use anybody.
Yeah.
In the name of
that's
Jesus.
Good.
We gotta understand that in a
religion. That's good.
You get the talking and you
that's
get the
good.
Gossiping and
come
you get the saying a woman shouldn't do this and a woman shouldn't do that and a
come
she shouldn't even be up there and this and that and this and that.
Yeah.
You gotta understand that. You, with a religion, what have you been a first? But when you have a relationship, you will understand that I got to repent and I got to hear from God and I got to deliver the word that God is speaking to me, and I'm going to go tell my sister it's time for you to come forth. Come on now in the name of Jesus. In Galatians 3:28, it
talk
says, there is no longer Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, or free male and female, for you are all one in Christ.
That's the word.
God said we are one in Christ.
That's the word.
He ain't just say all men is just one and the women are there. The women supposed to just be submissive and that's it. Supposed to just be quiet and that's it.
Yeah.
No, yes, we supposed to be submissive, but God said when I give you a word, you better speak it. Woman of God, come on now in the name of Jesus. God used a donkey, so what makes you think he won't use a woman?
Come on now.
If he used a donkey, hallelujah, and God said we are over the animals, come on now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I'm going to go to that scripture also.
Come on now.
When the Lord said we are over the animals, he said that in Genesis 1:26, he said, then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. Come on now. He used a donkey. So what makes you think he won't use a woman?
Mm.
The donkey told, what's his name? Give it to me, Lord Jesus.
Belial.
He said, how or why are you beating me? When God is using me to take you another way.
Mm.
Because I see this angel, and now God allowed that donkey to speak. Come on now in the name of Jesus.
Come
he allowed that donkey to
speak.
Speak
the word. Speak the word.
The man.
My
come on, because the man was trying to go left. But the donkey said, I'm going to take you the way I see the angels going. Come on now. I'm going to take you the way God is telling me to go. But now you're beating me. Why are you beating me?
My
so if God is speaking to a donkey and a donkey talking, why a woman cannot speak? God said, as long as you connect to the advocate, he'd be able to use anybody. Come on now. He can use a child. He can use a baby. Anybody that can open their mouth, he will use them. Hallelujah. But you got to connect to the advocate. Hallelujah. And you got to have a relationship to understand that God said greater he is on the inside of all of us than the one that is in the world. And if you connect to the Holy Spirit, that means all of us have power to speak the word of God. All of us can give a word. Come on now in the name of Jesus. Because God said, I don't have favorites. I only give favor. So you can't God favoritize man.
Come on.
Because that's what it seems like. You sit back, woman. God told me I got to go for it. That means you're saying God's showing favorites. That he only favored men. No, that's not the case. God said whoever I call for it got to do my will.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Yes, let the husband lead. Let your husband lead. But when God give me a word, he'll tell you, I will give it to him in the quickness, and I'll tell, and I will ask him, Pastor, God gave me this word. Can I give it to one of the members? Yes, go for it.
And I'll be like, absolutely.
There's a
yes,
protocol. God,
yes,
and I do follow the program. I try to, you know, I say, hey, babe, I got to get this word that God told me to one of your people, to one of the people in the church, and he tell me to go for it. But he don't tell me to sit back and be quiet. No. Because God gave the word to me.
I'll move on tradition.
We got to understand we cannot move off
tradition. Come on. Come on here.
That's what the Pharisees, the Pharisees was a religious.
My Lord, this is good.
People, and they killed Jesus. Come on now in the name of God. Church folk killed Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't want to be a church folk. I want to be a saint. Hallelujah in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on in the name of Jesus. We got to understand that God will use anybody. He said that the enemy comes to and fro seeking who he can devour. Come on now. The enemy don't come to and fro seeking because he devour a man. He said seeking who he can devour me, woman and man. So God said, I came down and I left the Holy Spirit back for my children, and whoever say yes and receive me in their heart, I will use them for my glory. Hallelujah in the mighty name of Jesus.
You know what you said something good, and this is awesome. This is awesome. You said something good. Hallelujah. Like, you got to understand, like, hallelujah, if the enemy uses a woman, what makes you think the Lord wouldn't use a woman? So you got to understand, watch this. This is good. Hallelujah. As I'm sitting here, the Lord said, make this plain, hallelujah, that the enemy uses a woman. Why do the enemy use a woman? Because a woman is powerful. Listen, a woman has power. Hallelujah. We got to stop. Listen. We have to stop allowing the enemy and the tradition to set you up, sisters. You have power. Glory be to God. If the enemy is using women, come on, somebody, how do you know, Pastor? Because in the Bible it says that the enemy possesses women. The enemy not only possesses men, he goes in and possesses the women as well. So if the enemy uses a woman, you know that the Lord wants to use you. Hallelujah. Women have power. The Lord chose a woman to carry the word for 9 months. He didn't choose man. He chose woman. So women, you have, my Lord, on today, you have power. Hallelujah. You have the power to go and proclaim the gospel. You have the power to minister the word. You have the power to lay hands. You have the power. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have the power. You got to understand it. Come on, somebody. If the enemy uses a woman, what makes you think that the Lord, our Father, won't use a woman? The women can preach. Sister Pastor just said the women are the backbone of the churches. That's why Apostle Paul wanted Priscilla to help him build the Corinth church. Get in the word. Hallelujah. Get in the word. Priscilla wasn't just there for her looks. She was there to put in work. She was there to deliver the word. She was there to bring in souls for the kingdom. She was there to open up her mouth. Tradition, hallelujah, is orchestrated by man. Listen, tradition is orchestrated by man. Man got his hands all in this stuff that's going on in the churches. Women, you better not wear no pants suit. You better only wear skirts. That is tradition. Come on, somebody. This is all tradition. Women, you better not say nothing in the word. Matter of fact, cover yourself. Cover yourself. That is all tradition. Come on, somebody. The Lord tells a woman, hallelujah, to speak. Hallelujah, to speak. Come on, somebody. Mary Magdalene, I just got through telling you in John 20, 17b, the Lord told Mary, you go tell them. Listen, he didn't tell one of his disciples. He didn't go to one of his disciples. He told a woman, you go tell them. You tell them that I'm ascending. You tell them what's going on. He said, you go preach what's going on right now. You tell them what they need to hear. You go minister this word. He told Mary Magdalene, look it up. Go see fit in the word. Get in the book. He told a woman to go deliver this news. Come on, somebody. So the pastor said, this pastor said, y'all, and I hope y'all listening to me. Glory be to God. This is Pastor Carrie the Cross Church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can reach out on Facebook. Get at me or my wife on Facebook if you have any questions concerning this, and we'll go ahead and go further in details with you. But hallelujah, this pastor said that women should not preach.
Uh-huh.
He said if there's any, hallelujah, scriptures that says that a woman is preaching, he will resign. This is his word. He said, I will resign. Hallelujah. And I'll be darned. The Lord told me to go to John 20:17b, and he said, look at where I told Mary to go and tell the brothers that I'm in city. So he told Mary to go preach. Oh, he told, first lady, he told Mary to go preach.
Yeah, he
right there gave the woman the authority to go preach. Now, there's order. I'm not telling that the woman should be over the man in the church. I'm not saying that because it's order in the church.
Yeah.
But not once does the Lord say a woman cannot preach. Come on, somebody. Not once does it say a woman cannot preach. A woman is just anointed as a man. Hallelujah. A woman is just as anointed as a man. A woman will carry the same oil that a man will carry because it's the oil of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And in the five bridesmaids, it said that these brides had the oil. These was women, bridesmaids, who had the oil. The Lord didn't say that y'all can't, because y'all women, y'all can't hold y'all can't get the oil. Y'all got to come in with a man. I can't just give y'all the oil. It said that the five brides, ooh, this is good. It said that the five wise bridesmaids had the oil for themselves. The woman was carrying the oil. Oh, my Lord, on today, where are my witnesses that this is good? Holy Spirit, hallelujah. The woman, hallelujah, Sister Kim, the woman carried the oil. Let's go to the woman with the alabaster jar. She carried the oil. She broke the oil over the Lord. Come on, somebody. If the woman wasn't good enough, why would she carry the oil? Why would she have the oil? Oh, my Lord. Why would the Lord entrust him with the oil?
Come on.
If the woman wasn't good enough. Come on, some of my sisters, hallelujah, glory be to God. I know some of the men like, why he getting up? Because I got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, a controlling pastor will have a woman to think that she can't say nothing. But a pastor who sold out for God, a pastor who does this for real, will tell the truth. And women, you can preach. Go ahead and preach your butt off.
Yeah.
If the Lord is calling you to go ahead and minister the gospel, don't hold back on your calling. Don't hold back on your purpose. You go and preach that thing. The Lord has equipped you to carry the oil.
Come on now. Come on. I love it how he said that a woman carried the word. Come on now. And listen to this. God said, as long as I call you, you have to do my will. God didn't even need Joseph, come on now, to impregnate Mary. God put the word inside of him without Joseph. Come on now. So that's letting you know, if God called you, he don't need man. He said, if I called you, I need you to go forth. Come on now in the name of Jesus. And he will send you somewhere where God will allow the man, the pastor, or whoever over that church, overseas of that church, will use a woman. Come on now. So if they telling you to sit down and God telling you to go forth, I'm here to tell you that might not be the church you need to be at. Come on now in the name of Jesus. You need to allow God to lead you to the right church where God will use you mightily. Come on now in the name of Jesus, because God calls women as well. He will use women and he will use men. He will use kids. God said, I don't have favorites. Whoever connects with me and open their heart to me, I'm going to use them for my glory. And I want to throw this in there, too, because it's other things, too. And I know we said we were going to do a part two of this. But it's other stuff as well that it's tradition, that's religion. Come on now, in the name of Jesus. Just like, it's so much. you know, and Pastor said, even with the pants and the skirt, you know, I had somebody that was once in our church, and I had on pants, and they telling me, why you got on pants? You first lady, you need to wear skirts. What? That don't change the anointing over my life because of what's on the outside. God said it's not what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside. Come on now, man. In the name of Jesus. It don't matter. My pants is not going to water down my anointing. It doesn't matter. Me wearing a skirt is not going to give me more anointing. God said as long as you stay connected to me, that's when the oil will flow deep in you. It's not about the clothes you wear.
Joe said,
I came here naked. I'm going to leave naked. Come on now. It's about what's in your heart. We don't need to be worried about who got on pants. Who needs to have on this and who got on that, and you can't do that. God said, as long as your heart right, I will use you. Come on now in the name of Jesus. We got to look at that. We got to make sure our heart is connected to God. We cannot look at, oh, she don't have on a skirt. Oh, she don't wear the big first lady hat. Oh, she don't have on the clergy collar. Oh, this and that, and he this, and oh, she's a woman. She needs to know. God said, as long as your heart right, as long as you connect to me, as long as you allow the Holy Spirit to come inside your heart, I will use you for my glory. Mm. Come on now in the name of Jesus. We got to keep our minds on God. We got to make sure that we have a relationship with our Father. Come on now in the name of Jesus. Because God said in the last days you will have false doctrine. Come on now. You will have false prophets. So we got to make sure our discernment is on a million. Mm. And how you get your discernment on a million is by staying connected to God. It's by going deeper in God. Because when people come telling you you can't preach and you know God is calling you to the forefront, come on now, then that's not where you need to be. That's not, you need to rebuke. I rebuke you because God said it's time for me to go forth. Mm. Come on now in the name of Jesus. If God then called you and he confirmed it through his real prophets, come on now in the name of Jesus. Mm. It's time for you to go forth. If God is tugging on you, then you need to ask God what position he needs you to be. Ooh. Because in this church, you don't have a position because they're trying to shut your mouth. And God said you have a calling on the inside of you that is about to birth. Come on now, that is about to explode. In the name of Jesus, and I need to use my child as the woman that she is. She needs to walk in authority. She needs to walk with power. She needs to walk bold as a lion. So you need to leave what the person that's trying to shut your mouth and go somewhere where God said, I'm going to use you mightily. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we got to understand God will do that. God will tell you, uproot yourself and go here because they trying to keep you. They're trying to keep my word checked. They try, and most of the time, if you ask me, a lot of people don't want prophets in the church because they don't want to be exposed. Let's talk about it. Come on now in the name of Jesus because the religion, come on now, when you operate under religion, that means you're not doing the things of God most of the time. Let's talk about it. But when you're operating under a relationship, that means you got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you and you're moving according to the will of God. Come on now. So if God tells me to go forth, Pastor say, let's go forth. You will be used at Kirby the Cross Church, ladies, if God tell you to come forth. Come on now in the name of Jesus, because we're not holding nobody back, and it's not even our church. It's God's church. God just got us overseeing it, because we don't stop no anointing over it, because we don't want to answer to God.
Come on.
Because we try to keep a relationship with our Father.
Yeah.
You can wear pants. You can wear long skirts. You can wear a hat. You don't have to wear a hat. As long as you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, God will tell you what to wear and what not to wear. You will not be convicted. Come on now. We got to know we got to have a relationship with God because God said, I am the one that convicts in the mighty name of Jesus. I am the one to judge in the mighty name of Jesus. I am the one that came down and sent my son on your behalf and left the advocate. I'm the one that was nailed to the cross. Come on now in the name of Jesus. I was the one beating. Come on now, beating in the name of Jesus. So who a man to tell you to sit down? You don't have the anointing. The advocate wasn't left behind for you. Come on now, y'all ready to rebuke me? In the name of Jesus. God told me I'm a woman. He said he created me wonderfully made. He anointed me as well, and I feel the tugging in my heart. Y'all better go for it. Don't allow that enemy to shut your mouth in the name of Jesus. Don't allow that enemy to shut your mouth in the name of Jesus. Because to me, I feel like when people try to shut your mouth, they don't want you to expose. in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
We got to make sure we have a relationship. We got to make sure we have a relationship with God.
Yes,
we got to make sure that we connect to the advocate.
Yeah.
And ask God to have our discernment to be stronger.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, because you will see the wolf in sheep clothing. You will know this is not where I need to be.
Yeah.
This is not right. God said he will use all mankind. He said we are powerful as long as we connect to him.
Yeah.
He said, I left the advocate back for my children.
Yes, sir.
Not just for man, for woman as well.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to stop it. We're going to close. Glory be to God, because we want to do a part two to this.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to do a part two to this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to have some people on for part two. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I just want to encourage, hallelujah, the sisters on tonight.
Yes.
I just want to encourage the sisters on tonight to go forth and preach the word.
Yes.
Amen. Do what God is telling you to do. Go out and do those conferences. Amen. Go out there and start the ministry that God is telling you to do. Glory be to God. Don't allow tradition to blanket your calling. Listen. Stop allowing tradition to blanket your calling.
Yes.
Amen. Tradition will hold you back. Stop allowing the traditional way of doing things blanket your calling.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, somebody. We got to move with God. Amen. We got to move with God. Amen. Glory be to God. See, back in the Mosaic, see, this is another, since he's trying to get me to start some first lady. The Mosaic law calls people to cause man to put their little twist on it. That's why the Lord had to come down so he could extend that. He didn't go to abolish, so the word of God said, he said, I come to add on to it to let them know that you must have a relationship with me. See, the traditional way of doing things will have you thinking that a woman shouldn't talk or do this. But the relationship part, you having a relationship with God will tell you, you will feel the anointing, will feel the tug and feel the push to go out there and do what thus said the Lord and not what man is telling you to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody who is led by God will not hold back your calling, will not tell you to quiet your calling, will not tell you to quiet your purpose. Somebody who is truly moved by God will encourage you to do the things of God.
Yeah, come on now.
Listen, if you are in a ministry where the ministry is telling you that you shouldn't say this, you shouldn't move like this, hallelujah, and you know God is calling you, hallelujah, then maybe you shouldn't be there like the first lady said, hallelujah, because first the Lord wants you to have a relationship. Everything else that a pastor tells you or a prophet tells you will be confirmation on what God has already told you. Listen, hallelujah. Stop allowing tradition to blanket your calling. Listen. Stop doing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stop doing it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now understand. Hallelujah. I'm not saying. Watch this. I'm not saying that once you start a church that immediately the pastor going to say go to work, because the pastor has to get the signal from God, hallelujah, to let him know that you are an evangelist. Let him know that you are a sister pastor or a pastor. He has to get the signal from God. So you may have to sit down a while until, hallelujah, he gets the signal from God, hallelujah. But while he's waiting for the instruction from God to ordain you or to promote you, he's encouraging you to do the things of God. He's not trying to hinder you. He's encouraging you to move forward in God. Oh, my Lord, on today. Somebody should have caught that. Hallelujah. So a real woman of God, a man of God, will encourage you to go forth in the things of God.
Yeah.
Sisters, this is for you. Glory be to God. This is for you. You have the right to preach the gospel. You have the right to proclaim the word of God. You have the right to go and be who God has created you to be. And again, I want to leave you with this because this is very important. John 20, verses 17, part B. When anybody tell you that you shouldn't preach the word, you go to this scripture right here. Hallelujah. And you tell them what Jesus told Mary Magdalene to do. Hallelujah. You just simply tell them, like, who are you to tell me that I shouldn't preach when Jesus told Mary Magdalene to go tell his brothers about where he's about to go? That was Jesus giving Mary permission to go preach what was going on. In order to tell something, you got to open your mouth.
Come on.
In order to tell something, you have to deliver it. Hallelujah. So Jesus was given permission to Mary to go preach.
That's good.
The gospel.
That's right.
Because he told them, tell, oh my Lord, somebody, I feel my help. Jesus said, tell them that I'm about to ascend. Tell them that I'm about to be with my God, my Father, your Father. Go tell them what you done seen. Go tell them. He gave her permission to go preach. A woman, Mary Magdalene, not no disciple, not no brother that was in the area, but he told Mary, because Mary was also a supporter of Jesus. You read about that in Luke 8. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me teach you a little bit before we close. You read about Mary being a supporter of the Lord's ministry. Mary was with the Lord for a long time. Mary, watch this. Mary was the one, Magdalene was the one who Jesus cast the demons out of. Hallelujah. How many of us remember that? Hallelujah. So the Lord said, hold on, enemy, you trying to use my child? Let me go ahead and get you out of her because I'm finna use her. Oh, my Lord, on today, I'm finna tell her to go ahead and preach to let people know what's going on. So sisters, if somebody tell you that you shouldn't preach, you say, that's not what I read in John 20 and 17, ma'am, sir. That's not what the word tells me in John chapter 20, verse 17, ma'am, sir. The word tells me that I can go tell my brothers, hallelujah, about the Lord. Oh, somebody, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Sister Kim, it tells us right there that the woman could go and tell, hallelujah, could go talk about the Lord, could go tell about the resurrection, could go tell about what he did. Oh, my Lord, on today. Oh, my Lord, Jesus told Mary, go ahead and tell them about me ascending. Go tell them about the resurrection. Oh, y'all should have caught that. Oh, my Lord. Y'all should have. First Lady, hallelujah. He told Mary, go ahead and preach about the resurrection.
Come on.
Hallelujah. So I just want to tell, I hope that pastor is looking and listening, because, or anybody who followed this pastor, he's teaching you wrong. I don't want y'all to be led wrong. The Lord said, preach the true doctrine. Mary was told to go preach. Women, do not let a man tell you that you can't open your mouth for God.
God, in the name of Jesus, to all, I want you guys to understand that the Lord said, I just read it today, and it said in the word that in the last days that you're going to have false doctrine and false prophets.
Uh-huh.
So therefore,
that's the word.
We saw this, and the man said that women shouldn't preach.
Uh-huh.
So you got to be real careful with what you're listening to.
Uh-huh.
You got to be real careful with who you're sitting under.
Uh-huh.
We don't need to go sit under nobody's church because my friend went there. I recommend you guys to go into prayer and ask God to send you to the right place. Because if you're just going there because you feel like, oh, my friend go there, oh, my mama go there, that might not be the place God wants you to be. Because therefore, if God's trying to tell you, trying to use you, and the pastor's trying not to use you, ladies, I suggest you go into prayer and ask God to send you to the right place, send you to the right church, because you have to follow the instructions of God. Because one day, you're going to have to meet the King. And he's going to ask you.
One day.
When I told you to go speak and you didn't open your mouth, you're going to have to explain it. You cannot go back and say, well, he didn't let me because she said and he said. No, God said, you are accountable for you. So therefore, if God is telling
you
to speak.
Open your mouth, sister. Open your mouth.
And your pastor, trust me, the pastor that you under, get the signal from God. He's going to get the signal. It's time, because when I was under Pastor Real, he got the signal from God. It's time for you to be a minister. And God orchestrated everything for me to go for. But if your pastor trying to keep your mouth closed, that is not the place you need to be. And you need to ask God to lead you to the right place so his name can be glorified. Amen. So you guys, I want you to be encouraged, ladies, that you are able to preach. God left the advocate back for us all. Come on now. In the name of Jesus, you are just as anointed as the man is.
Come on
now, in the name of Jesus. You might not have a pastoral calling, but if God ordained you, he probably ordained you as a minister, evangelist, a prophet, whatever.
Ooh.
But you are created to do the will of God.
Ooh. You know what else, before we close, you know what else? The woman, the Samaritan woman.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is good. When she got filled, listen. I want y'all to listen. When she got filled, hallelujah, how many of us know what the Samaritan woman did? When she got filled, when she met Jesus at the well, she got convicted, she got cleansed, and she got filled. And the scripture tells us that she ran back and told everybody what just happened.
Yes.
Y'all don't want to talk to me.
Woo.
She went back and told everybody what just happened. She told everybody about the man called Jesus. She ran back and began to preach.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to see her. I'm trying to get off this. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, on today. But I just want to encourage you, sisters. The Samaritan woman went back and told everybody about whom she just talked to, what just happened. This had to be the Jesus. This man knew everything about me. He told me things that I didn't even tell him. I'm telling y'all, this is the Messiah. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to go meet him. She ran back into that town she was in, and she began to preach, hallelujah, about the man called Jesus. Sisters, do not close your mouth. Open your mouth. Hallelujah. It says in the world, and then we're going to close. A closed mouth don't get fed. I'm going to leave y'all with that. A closed mouth does not get fed. Sisters, you have the right to open your mouth and proclaim the gospel.
Amen. We love you guys so much. Listen, you are my book, Prisoner of the Message, on Amazon.com. Our pastor, his song, All That's Left, and Keep On, is on all digital outlets for 99 cents.
Hallelujah.
Our clothing store, Leola, www.leeolas.com,
yes,
is online. You guys can,
yes,
go check that out. Our Sunday services is from 11, and our Thursday Bible study is from 6 to 7.
Our Sunday from 11 to 12:30,
and Bible study from 6 to 7. Every end of the month, he does a Bible study with two other pastors, Pastor Johnny and Pastor Anthony. You want to talk about the revival?
Also, we're going to have a revival coming up. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a revival coming up. Glory be to God. My sister pastor is on. We have a revival coming up. We just got done with a short meeting yesterday, so I want to let you guys know. I will have the address and stuff probably next podcast, next Friday, Lord's will. We will have the address and everything, but it's going to be the end of July, which will be July 28th, 29th, and 30th. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Hallelujah. So it's going down. It will start promptly. Somebody say promptly. It will start promptly at 7 p.m. Hallelujah. Get ready to be refilled, revived, and restored. There is a hallelujah. And the title of the revival is The Well is Full. Come on, somebody. So be on the lookout for the flyers and all the information. Glory be to God. Assistant Pastor, we're going to call you. Glory be to God.
Amen. So, you guys, we love y'all so much. Sister Kimmy, we want to shout out our sister Kimmy.
Sister Kimmy Kim.
Thank you for allowing us to minister on this platform. Sis, we love you so much, and we pray that you have a blessed day. We love each and every one of you guys, sir, for tuning in to Carry the Message Podcast with Elijah's Radio. You guys have a blessed Friday. Love y'all.
With y'all, blessings.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. This is your son, Father. Yes, Lord. You all that I got left, Father. Me and you, Lord. Let's ride. It's good news. Plenty love us like cook food. Gotta never move the same way that a crook move. You had my back even when I wasn't focused. Polished up my looks, then sir, the devil noticed. I was on the slope, me and sin was having brunch. Sin was setting me up, cause sin was on the hunt. I was on my own, though I was living lavish. Christ moved in, sprayed raid on my habits. He broke every chain, opened doors in that prison. Shed his blood on the cross, put me on my mission. When I started walking, friends became distant. God became closer, then I started listening. Girls used to tempt me, said I was cute. I started fornicating, my kids are the proof. Could've made it pro, but it wasn't in my blueprint. God rearranged, put a stamp on my new print. Thank you, Lord. By your stripes, you cleansed me. You purged me. When I was lost, I put them up on my speed dial. My number one, thank the Lord that I'm free now. Hard time in the storm, I was see now. He lift the veil, clear the vision, I can see now. Bless dude, I don't mess with the rest, dude. He built me up every single test I went through. When I was weak, the Holy Ghost helped me press through. Strategize, kept me smart like the chess move. Now I'm looking at the op, like what's your best move? I refuse to pout, that's what breasts do. I got stripes on my shirt, I'm a vet, dude. Got my cross off the ground, I'ma get through. Prep for the trials, ready for the test, dude. Before he gives you much, he gives you less, dude. I'm sold out, I stepped away from my past life. I'm in the book, don't believe me, you can ask Christ. Uh-huh. Thank you, Lord. By your stripes, you cleanse me. You purge me. Sitting up, reminiscing of his grace. How he fixed the puzzle, put the pieces in their place. Used to go against him, put my sins in his face. Rolled a few blunts and put the gin in his face. Yeah, I'm a pastor, just saying I ain't perfect. But he had mercy and took me to my purpose. He gave me a lifeline, homie at the right time. Now my faith on fire and I'm steaming like a pipeline. By your stripes, you cleanse me, you purge me.